There's a lot happening in Georgia today. Prosecutors there have opened a criminal investigation into former President Trump's efforts to overturn the state's election results. And Republican lawmakers recently unveiled a number of bills that would make it harder to vote. These efforts come after record turnout in the state during the presidential election and Senate runoffs. Georgia Public Broadcasting's Stephen Fowler joins us now with the latest. And Stephen, let's start with this criminal investigation into attempts to influence the administration of the 2020 election. This specifically relates to the phone call former President Trump made to Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger on January 2nd. He urged him to overturn the election results, according to Raffensperger. What can you tell us about this investigation?
Right. So the letters from the Fulton County District Attorney's Office mention that there is an investigation that's been opened. It doesn't mention Trump by name, but does mention attempts to influence the administration of the 2020 election. Letters went to Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, Governor Brian Kemp, Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan, and Attorney General Chris Carr. All of them have had different interactions with the president and the various false claims of election fraud. What we do know is that this is a criminal investigation into the activities surrounding the election, and it's not necessarily limited to the president, but expect that to be a big focus.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We'll be following that for sure. Then there is this Republican effort to change voting laws. Several lawmakers there have filed bills regarding voting access. Tell us more about those measures.
Well, it's really been everything from trying to get rid of no-excuse absentee voting to getting rid of secure drop boxes that allowed people to drop off their ballots without worrying about the Postal Service or the coronavirus pandemic, to adding photo ID requirements to voting by mail. And the Republican lawmakers say this was necessary because the 2020 election was a disaster. But the Republican Secretary of State said, actually, that's not the case. And since Republicans control both chambers of the legislature, it's likely that we will see some of these things change, but it remains clear how much changes. For example, the Speaker of the House says he doesn't support getting rid of no-excuse absentee voting.
Secretary of State Raffensperger, who is a Republican, has assured people many times that the November election was one of the most secure and successful in recent history. There was no widespread fraud or irregularities. Is the Georgia Republican Party still trying to prove that there was?
Absolutely. There is a section of the party, including party leadership, that says that it was not safe, it wasn't secure, and there was fraud that robbed President Trump of victories, despite Republicans winning pretty much every other down-ballot race.
That's Stephen Fowler, political reporter for Georgia Public Broadcasting. We'll be following all of this with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.